Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 69. A man shot in a Kenosha apartment more than a week ago has died. Police say they believe he interrupted an armed robbery while taking a vacuum to a neighbor. 39-year-old Bernard Reavers, the father of three children, was found suffering from gunshot wounds in the apartment above the one where he lived in the 6700 block of 24th Avenue. Investigators believe he had gone to the upper unit to lend a vacuum to the woman who lived there. Police say she was involved in illegal drug activity, which may have led to the armed robbery. Police have released little information about the suspect in the homicide, except that it is a man. They have released a picture of a vehicle of interest, which is available on the Kenosha Police Department's Facebook page. And they're asking anyone in the area with any additional home security video that may show the blue four-door vehicle to contact them. A Kenosha man is facing a second operating while intoxicated charge with a child in the vehicle after being arrested by Mount Pleasant police early this morning. An officer spotted a vehicle northbound on Highway 32 near Highway 11 having difficulty staying within the lane markers at about 1:30 a.m. According to court documents, 45-year-old Tracy Cooper at first refused to identify himself or the teenager in the car with him. Cooper eventually handed over his driver's license and was taken into custody. He's also facing charges of disorderly conduct, resisting an officer, and dispelling bodily fluids at a public safety worker for allegedly causing a disturbance and spitting at officers while at All Saints Hospital, where he was taken for a blood draw. The Racine Common Council approves a budget around mid-November to conduct city operations in the following year based on documented history, which is not set in stone and may have to endure unexpected and unwanted surprises. According to the numbers for 6 months of this year, everything is going well. Finance Director Dave Brown told the Finance Committee all the departments through June had expenditures of just over 48%. Brown said revenues are seasonal, so they arrive at different times of the year. Property taxes coming in at 100%, but intergovernmental revenue sharing at 6.9% through June, and state dollars not starting to arrive until July.
But with that being said, then the other things that are more operational type and nature, licenses, permits, fines, forfeitures, charges for services, intergovernmental charges for services, all very close to that 50% or over 50% being collected. So bottom line, about 52% of our budgeted revenues were collected by mid-year.
Finance Committee Chairman Q.A. Shakur called the report very well laid out and with good information, Brown crediting Deputy Director Kathleen Fisher for its compilation. The Racine Redevelopment Authority meets just after 5 o'clock this afternoon in room 307 at City Hall, and the closed session expected to be longer than the open portion. The agenda includes a small business revolving loan request for $105,000 from the CD Block Grant Program for Stevens Express Trucking and a request of $507,000 for R&B Granding. Also on the agenda, a second amendment to the development agreement on the Roots Work Project with Iowa developer Rodney Blackwell for the city's acquisition of the Promenade property. While extending the existing agreement to December 15th, the city would get reimbursement from the developer where applicable. Hollywood movie legend Robert Redford is supporting Wisconsin U.S. Senate candidate Russ Feingold, including a request for donations to the Democrats' campaign. The fundraising plea comes the same day an independent political action committee backing incumbent Senator Ron Johnson called Let America Work was announcing a new ad buy. Feingold's campaign dispersed the fundraising email signed by Redford asking for donations as low as $3 to support him. The actor, director, producer writes that he's been observing the political season with, quote, disbelief and deep concern for America, but adding that Feingold needs support because he stands up for economic justice and working people. Let's go shopping. Remembering Racine's downtown of the 1950s and 60s will be presented Tuesday, September 13th at both 1 p.m. and 6 p.m. at the S.C. Johnson Golden Rondel Theater. Racine natives Carol Burrow, Gianforte, and Jim Mercier will take the audience back to a time when downtown was the place to shop with more than 150 stores. The presentation will include photographs and descendants of the owners of those memorable businesses sharing their memories. The audience will also have a chance to talk about those good old days. Let the Golden Rondel know if you want to attend. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.